This is Emory University Sound Science. Coming up on Sound Science, the second in a series on sleep disorders, something millions of Americans live with. We talked with sleep expert Anne E. Rogers about how sleep affects body mass. Rogers recently joined Emory's Woodruff School of Nursing.
If you don't get enough sleep, it alters your appetite-regulating hormones, and therefore you're more likely to eat high-calorie, high-fat food, which would be adaptive if you were starving, but we're not.
So Rogers and her collaborators in Philadelphia are conducting a pilot study with 40 busy working adults to see if combining more sleep with behavioral changes, such as diet and exercise, helps with weight loss.
So all of our participants are getting 6.5 hours of sleep or less at the beginning, and we're bringing them up to 7 or 7.5. They're going to be randomly assigned to the intervention group, which is the new sleep extension and weight loss, or the regular weight loss protocol. 6 months after the beginning of the study, we'll look to see if our intervention group lost more weight, their blood pressure improved, their blood glucose improved, and if their sleep increased.
If the sleep intervention works, says Rogers, then the researchers will conduct a multi-site trial combining increased sleep with behavioral changes to see if sufficient sleep can help people lose weight.
It's not easy to do, given our busy lifestyles, but if this helps, it's a very low-risk, high-benefit, cheap intervention, and quite frankly, it's hard enough to lose weight. I've done it. So I know it's very difficult. And if we can find something that makes it easier and has a good physiologic basis, it's worth a try.
I'm Robin Tricolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science.